This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, plant-based Wonder Eggs sales skyrocket as America runs eggless. While shelves across America sit barren of real chook eggs, one cheeky plant-based upstart is experiencing a stratospheric surge in popularity and cracking the egg supply chain wide open. Meet Wonder Eggs by Crafty Counter. The name might be playful, but the impact is deadly serious. At a time when egg shortages have sent prices spiraling and shoppers scrambling, these plant-based doppelgangers have strutted into the spotlight like they were born for it. No feathers, no cholesterol. Just creamy, yolky satisfaction built from almonds, cashews, and coconut milk. Not a chicken in sight. Wonder Eggs has even picked up a nextie, scooping up a coveted award at this year's Natural Products Expo West, the brand's new eggless salad collab with plant-based condiment Darling Fabulish didn't just impress, it caused a feeding frenzy. This is convenience food with a conscience, slathered in organic vegan mayo and spooned into the cultural moment like it had the inside scoop all along. The timing is borderline genius. With avian flu still knocking out entire flocks and egg prices punching holes in wallets, Wonder Eggs are serving more than just breakfast. They're serving relief. Not to mention shelf space in over 2,600 stores across the US. That's not traction, that's a movement. Crafty Counter's founder, Hema Reddy, didn't just see the future, she tasted it. And right now, it tastes a hell of a lot like Wonder Eggs. Smooth, savoury, and scandalously close to the real thing. Except this version doesn't come with ethical baggage or a side of salmonella. So while Big Egg clutches its pearls and Americans eye their omelets with suspicion, Wonder Eggs have literally scrambled egg pectations. Welcome to the age of plant-based poultry without the poultry. Breakfast will never be the same again. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.